This morning I was putting the finishing touches on my landscape when... Chop! Luckily, it was only the back of my painting. Every Saturday I go to the Bluffington Art Guild for painting classes. And today was the day our teacher, Ms. Peregrew, was going to choose two paintings to go on display in the annual Arts Guild competition. Would it be BB's? She was painting her favorite subject. Or Mr. Dink's?
Stand back! Artist at work!
Or would it be...
Doug?
Patty?
Can you give me some advice?
Sure.
Can you tell me what you think of my paintings? I want you to be completely honest.
Well, I think it's great, Patty.
You do? Oh, Doug, you're wonderful. I worked so hard, I can't tell you how happy you've made me.
Maybe if you put a little more snow on top and a couple more trees.
Huh?
Or you can leave the trees off if you want. It's a perfectly beautiful mountain, just like it is.
It's not a mountain, Doug. It's my grandmother.
Huh? Well, of course. Just a little, well, you know, art joke, Patty.
Doug Funny, there you are!
Oh, I'm sorry, Mrs. Peregrew. I was just helping Patty. I'll get back to my...
No, please, give her advice. Give me advice. That painting you did is wonderful.
You really like it?
Doug, I don't know what I like, but I do know what art is, and your painting is genius.
Huh?
You're going to be a very famous artist, young man.
Me? Famous? Maybe like that guy on TV. Okay, welcome back to the show. Today we're going to do a lake. We just take a little of this happy blue, a little Prussian blue on our brushes, and a little titanium white, and there's our lake.
Your painting is definitely going to the competition tonight, Doug.
Really? Well, I never... But I didn't... I mean, Pork Chop.
Pork Chop? Is that the title? Ooh, how mysterious.
But I didn't...
Doug, I never realized you were so good.
Good? Why, can't you see? Doug's a genius!
What could I say? They just weren't listening. Okay, I guess I could have tried harder to tell them, but... Well, they kept telling me what a genius I was and everything. Well, I guess I should have told her right then. Now they're probably hanging it in the museum. Oh, what am I supposed to do? Flip-flops? Well, how are flip-flops going to help? Oh, yeah. Smash Adams, secret agent. Yeah, he'd know how to clear this up. Chop, the show's in 3 hours. We'll never make it.
What are you doing in here?
Sitting.
Well, sit someplace else and take your little finger paints with you. My friends are on the way. If they saw you with your little painting supplies, I'd die. I'd just die. Oh, no. Hurry up and get out of here.
Where is he?
Who?
Hi, you duck. My name's Penny. May I touch your hand?
What's going on?
Didn't you hear? He did a painting. Miss Peregrew showed it to us in super advanced art class this afternoon. Your brother's a genius.
What feeling? It's total post-post-neo.
Werner Schnozzle is flying in to judge the show.
The Werner Schnozzle? The famous artist?
Oh, Ducky's much better than Werner Schnozzle any day. He could crush Schnozzle with a number 6 sable brush. It's true.
Hello, I'm Miss Peregrew. I hope you don't mind that I brought a reporter over.
Say, Doug, what's it feel like to be the next Rembrandt?
Well?
Rembrandt?
Oh, he would mop the floor with Rembrandt.
Who would you say is your biggest influence, Doug?
Well,
I think I can answer that. Me, Judy Funny. J-U-D-Y-F-U-N.
Got any other works you could show us, Doug?
Well, sure.
Wait until you see. What is that?
Well, these are just some drawings. Well, this is Quail Man, and this is Pork Chop, and this is, well, this is a friend of mine.
You're joking, right, Doug? Well, these drawings, they're just not you.
They aren't?
Maybe you could paint something for us, Doug.
Yeah, do a painting, Doug. Yes!
But, well, I don't have a canvas or anything.
I do! Go ahead, Doug. Don't be shy.
Well...
Amazing! He's moved into a sub-minimalist period. I think this is the most beautiful thing I have ever witnessed.
Doug, this is sensational. Keep this up and you'll have your own show at the museum.
My own show?
Little did anyone suspect what this doodle by the young Doug Funny would lead to.
Then, this evening, everyone was at the big art show. You see, art lovers, I tried to bring out the essential pork choppiness of the pork chop. What was I saying? This wasn't me. I was talking like one of Judy's friends. Just then, I saw the other painting that was chosen from our class.
Hey, Doug!
Excuse me. Hey, Patty.
Congratulations, Doug. I'm only sorry they put my painting next to yours. It's not even modern.
Oh, that's... I don't know what hit me just then. I looked at all these great paintings around me. The artist I wanted to be like. And here I was with a painting that didn't mean anything to me. That I didn't even do. And I sure didn't feel like a genius. What would Ms. Peregrew think about me if she knew that Pork Chop and a raccoon really did the painting? I didn't know what to think, but I knew what I had to do.
Let me just say, it takes a great talent to make a great artist like young Dan.
My name's Doug.
And it takes a great mayor to make a great town. It reminds me of the time when...
Excuse me, Mr. Mayor.
Here he is.
Miss Peregrew, I have something to tell you.
It's Schnozzle. Werner Schnozzle is here.
Welcome to our fair city, Mr. Swizzle.
Schnozzle.
You know, it takes a great town to...
He's touching me. Why is he touching me?
Don't touch him. Mr. Schnozzle, I'm Elaine Peregrew.
Shh. That's the most magnificent painting I've ever seen. Who did that amazing painting?
Excuse me.
Here he is, Mr. Schnozzle, Doug Funny.
And I'm his biggest influence, Judith Funny. J-U-D-I-T-H-F-U-N-N.
No, wait. I mean, I didn't do that painting.
What?
What?
Well, if you didn't do that painting, Doug, I'd like to know who did.
Pork Chop did. My dog, Pork Chop. And a raccoon did it, by accident. I'm sorry.
I can assure you that dog did not do that painting, Mr. Swizzle. Why, that's preposterous.
Your dog did that magnificent painting of an old woman.
What's he talking about? That one with the mountain?
Look at those wrinkles. Look at that white hair.
But Mr. Schnozzle, really, the technique.
Technique, schmechnique. I could teach a dog technique. Imblix. It's the feeling that counts. You can't teach that.
Well, like I've always said, it takes a great town to make a great artist like Peggy.
My name's Patty.
And it takes a great man to admit when he's stupid.
I'm sorry Mr. Schnozzle didn't like your painting, Pork Chop. But I'm glad he liked Patty.
Doug, was that you playing piano?
You're a genius!